This is Day to Day. Coming up, it is something that's inevitable for all of us, but would you really want to know how and when you're going to die? I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Noah Adams. First, more on the release of the British naval crew held by Iran for almost 2 weeks. The 15 are back in Britain now after a flight from Tehran earlier today. They are at a military base in southern England, reuniting with their families, being interviewed by officials about their version of what happened. Prime Minister Tony Blair warned today that despite the release, there should be no easing of pressure on Iran.
The international community has got to remain absolutely steadfast in enforcing its will, whether it is in respect of nuclear weapons or in respect of the support of any part of the Iranian regime for terrorism.
It's still not clear why Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, suddenly ordered the release of the captives yesterday. For answers, we're calling Ali Palavan. He is chief editor of the Iran News. That's an independent English-language newspaper published in Tehran. Ali Palavan, welcome to Day to Day.
Good to be with you.
Do you know what happened?
What we gather is that there was a lot of pressure internationally. It was applied by Britain, and also the dissension of the British Marines was not playing too well anymore at home either, even within the society that is very ultra-conservative and ultra-religious, which is the base of Mr. Ahmadinejad and the Revolutionary Guard. And also they got what they wanted, and I do believe that some behind-the-scenes deal was made, and the release of the Iranian diplomat in Baghdad was definitely, in my view at least, was related, even though we have no hard evidence. I dare say that I think that the five military commanders of the Revolutionary Guard that were detained by U.S. forces in January, I get the feeling that they will also be released, but not immediately, maybe in a week, maybe in 2 weeks, so President Bush can say that there was no quid pro quo.
Well, Britain's Guardian newspaper today does suggest there might be a link to these five Iranians who are being held by U.S. forces in Iraq. They're members of the Revolutionary Guard and sometimes identified as diplomats. And there is this Iranian diplomat who was suddenly freed in Baghdad. He'd been held by Iraqi forces for a couple of months. Still, Iran's foreign minister makes a point of saying there is absolutely no deal of any kind here. Iran did this for humanitarian purposes.
Well, you know, probably we'll never know, in the media or the public will never know whether there was a deal or not. But that is my sense of it. Unless there was a face-saving way, saving face is very important to the Persian culture and to Iranians, for this government as well. You know, they made a point, if you push, we will push back. This is the Revolutionary Guards, and they promised that there will be a response and retaliation to the order by President Bush to kill or capture Iranian operatives in Iraq and all the sanctions that have been passed by Western countries and also through the UN. So this is the response and retaliation they promised. And they also got their diplomat back.
Did the spiritual leader Ayatollah Khamenei order this, do you think?
You know, once nothing really happens in the Iranian political system until Ayatollah Khamenei approves of it, even if not directly, nothing he disagrees with will happen in this Iranian political system, the Islamic system. So it's only logical to assume and rational to assume that Mr. Khamenei knew about it and the Supreme Leader gave the okay.
I'm surprised to hear you say that President Ahmadinejad was losing favor there in Tehran over this incident. Because what we're hearing here is that Iran regards this as something of a triumph.
Well, the Iranian government does that. Most Iranians are relieved. They were really concerned, and they were apprehensive, and they were worried, and they were fearful that this might lead to some sort of military confrontation, or they believe that we already have enough problems with the sanctions that have been passed by the United Nations, and also there is a part of the population that supports Mr. Ahmadinejad and the very tough line that he's taken on the nuclear issue and other issues. You see, the strategy of the Revolutionary Guard, they believe that the West is in decline and Iran is on the rise, and we have to challenge the West. We have to challenge the British and American supremacy in this part of the world, in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Lebanon, in Palestine, and beyond. But the Iranian people are not exactly looking for some challenging the West. They actually want to join with the global community and globalization, and they want to live their lives like everybody else. So as far as being confrontational, challenging the West, as the Revolutionary Guards repeatedly said 24 hours a day, I don't believe the Iranian people share that view, at least most Iranians.
Ali Palavan, chief editor of the Iran News, speaking with us from Tehran. Ali, thank you.
Thank you very much.